Hi, welcome to the show. How about you introduce yourself?
I am Philip Smith, and I'm currently working on a small game called The Lost Echo.
And what's the game about?
It's essentially a story-based, top-down sort of arcade shooter where you will be playing through different game types. Some of them would be point-based or time-based, and you have to defeat all of the enemies. And whenever you complete these challenges, you'll receive information about the character's story, which will then piece together to give an overall timeline of his existence.
Okay, and this is part of the Unity interview series where I posted something on the website or the blog about developers using Unity. So you reached out, and thanks again for reaching out.
Not a problem.
So part of the discussion will just involve Unity too. So this game, what type of genre is it? And where is there a website where listeners who are listening right now, they can just visit it and see maybe a gameplay video or something?
At the moment, there's no official website. Mostly it's a blog that I have set up and a Facebook page. So I'll be sure to give you the link of those at the end. And there's no real information right now because I've only recently started setting stuff up and sending information out. There is a link for a short tech demo, which I think I had sent you in that email.
Sure.
So I will probably be putting that up for Facebook and the blog pretty soon for people to have a look and just see what they think themselves.
And what genre is the game in? Would you
say? I would probably say sort of arcade shooter-esque.
Okay.
The way I sort of visualize it is sort of like a combination of The Binding of Isaac and Geometry Wars.
Okay.
Sort of the controls of Binding of Isaac along with the point-based system of Geometry Wars with a story underneath, obviously.
And this is your first game,
right? Yep.
And what inspires you to do a game?
Well, I think like for most people who are just into games generally, it starts obviously with the first console or first games that you really got hooked on. For me, it was back when I was 6, I believe, with the PlayStation, with Spyro the Dragon and Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
So those sort of obviously got you hooked playing video games.
Yeah.
And it was really, I think it was around 13, I said, I want to design games. I want to get involved in games and make them. But then as I grew older, I realized, right, hold on here. For me to make the games I want to play, I'm going to need to actually know how to make games, so I have to know how to learn programming. So I am doing a course now for computer science, which is obviously giving me the programming knowledge I need to do what I want.
Do you feel that that's more helpful or a lot of the tutorials on YouTube? Because Unity isn't really necessarily about computer science, but it seems like it's more about understanding the APIs that you need to produce the gameplay that you want.
Yeah, there's a lot of specific bits and pieces in the code that you would need to use for scripting, which you'll not find pretty much anywhere else, but definitely the tutorials on YouTube and on the actual site. I couldn't count how many times I've went onto the Ask site. I think I can't remember the community site, essentially.
Yeah.
To ask questions, and within maybe 10 minutes you have people helping you out, and within like 5 minutes of that, it's pretty much sorted, which is amazing considering you could have spent the entire day trying to figure it out by yourself.
What inspired you to use Unity versus some of these other tools?
Initially, before Christmas, in fact, I had been working with a Java-based game engine, but I found that it was very, essentially to create anything, you had to learn how to do something, which probably took you about 20 minutes or so. So it really sort of cut down on the streamlined sort of development, which I found Unity was very sort of easy to interpret, as well as attach scripts and textures and stuff like that. It really sort of simplified the whole development process.
And did you try any other tools besides Unity? Or?
I tried initially JMonkey, which was the Java-based engine, but again, I found it quite sort of difficult, and there wasn't as much of a expansive community to help you with any problems that you might encounter whenever you were developing it.
Did you decide what platform you want to release the game on? At this point, is it going to be for the web? Is it going to be for the PC, or is it going to be for mobile?
At the moment, it'll be for the PC, hopefully on Steam. But I would be interested in trying to adapt it, or maybe making a game similar to it for a mobile or a tablet-based system.
Why did you choose Steam versus, say, mobile first?
Essentially, it was for the... Again, it was based on the community that you could just post up a link and it would go straight to the Steam Greenlight, say, for example.
Okay.
And you could... Essentially, there's more knowledge as far as getting your word out there for Steam-based stuff or PC-based stuff, whilst the... sort of like for the iPhone or for the Android, it's still a very new platform and it's still ever developing. So there's a lot that you could learn, for example, for advertising it, and then it would very quickly change entirely. So it'd be very difficult to sort of keep up with that, I find.
Okay. And how long have you been developing for?
It's only been after I finished my first year that I've gotten really into it, as far as getting up in the morning and working from the morning to sort of dinner or so.
Yeah.
But it was sort of on and off, essentially whenever I got a long weekend or I was off university, and I would sort of fiddle around figuring out how to do bits and pieces to then bring them together to make the game.
And how do you like it? How's development so far?
I love the programming part of it. It's sort of, you could have one feature that you really want to get done, and although in the middle of it you could be tearing your hair out and shouting at the screen, at the end of it, it's just a fantastic feeling to click that play button and to see it work perfectly. And sort of that challenge of learning how to do that, and once you know it, you can continue that and expand upon it.
Part of a successful game is also the marketing, you know, getting exposure. And, you know, you mentioned that you don't necessarily have many videos or gameplay videos and stuff like that. Are you looking into the marketing aspect, or did you get feedback from people in the forum on suggestions on ways to get more exposure for your game?
That's marketing is really an aspect that I'm sort of having to learn as I go along. So essentially, I haven't been able to ask people yet, but I definitely need to be expanding my, what would be the correct term, expanding, like, for example, on forums or on Facebook, asking people for opinions and advice as far as marketing is concerned.
And you mentioned in a pre-interview a Kickstarter. Can you talk more about that and what inspired that?
Yes, it was essentially because I essentially only know about programming. I am by no means a good artist or any good at music. So it was essentially the need for resources to... Because it's very difficult, if not impossible, to attract very skilled artists and musicians to an essentially unknown game title, which potentially won't actually succeed that much. So it's getting the resources to sort of get that... the polish done, as well as the hardware and the software licenses for Unity and Steam.
And do you feel that people could volunteer to help you out with the artwork or the music, or do you feel that it's better to just offer something to pay?
Well, I have attempted to contact people for the music especially, and also for the art for a previous idea that I had, but it sort of fell through, unfortunately.
Okay.
But that was essentially due to the fact that that there are people who may want to get involved, but because it's a hobby for them or it's a general interest, they can't invest the time that they would necessarily want to invest, and therefore it's quite difficult to get the sort of volume that you need for the game.
Yeah. And for Kickstarter, is your Kickstarter campaign already up, or is it going to be up pretty soon?
It's going to be up within the next week, hopefully.
Okay,
what,
and
if things work out
what
well.
did you have to do to, is was it hard to set up the Kickstarter page, or is it pretty easy, or what's this kind of what's the process, and what were some of the surprises about it?
It's fairly straightforward as far as the actual page is concerned. It's essentially just typing out all that you would see on a normal Kickstarter page. A lot of the stuff that I've been finding difficult is getting the word out there very early before the actual Kickstarter begins, because I've done a lot of as much research as I could to try and learn about how Kickstarter works as far as people being interested in, you know, like. Interesting aspect that I found was having a short video to explain things. I had always sort of thought that, you know, having a long video with a lot of information explaining things would have enticed people more, but it seems that shorter videos seem to work better for people.
And in the video, are you going to focus mainly on the gameplay, or is it more just about, I mean, what type of video is it going to be?
Essentially, it is mostly gameplay being shown, as well as me talking about the aspects that I had said at the start of this podcast, how it's a story based and how the story impacts your goals in playing the game, and then as well as some sort of touch upon aspects of the rewards, as well as where the money is going towards, whenever, hopefully, if it gets completed.
Okay, and what's going to be the goal that you're shooting for in terms of money?
I'm hoping to get £3,000 for the Kickstarter, so we shall see.
Yeah, will that be enough for a Unity license and the artist and music, or?
It's $1,500 for the Unity license.
Okay.
So my problem was I would have liked to have it in dollars just for the it would simplify the sort of the conversion
Yeah.
for people. But unfortunately, because I'm living in the UK, it has to be in pounds. But so essentially, half of it will be going towards the Unity license, whilst I think about £70 for the Steam Greenlight application, and then the rest will be focused upon paying towards art and music.
And were you thinking about also getting a mobile license too?
Yes, I had been considering getting a mobile license for either for a conversion of the game that I'm working on or something along the same lines as it, but designed specifically for the mobile platform.
Are you going to ask for that on Kickstarter, or is that going to be separate then?
I'm depending on the amount of resources that I have, and obviously depending on how successful the game gets, I may try and use the resources of it, because I don't. If I have the money myself, I would like to invest it out of my own pocket, essentially. The only problem is because I'm a student, I'm essentially broke. So this is the only real way for me to get the money that I need to get the ball rolling, essentially.
When do you expect to release the game, the final version?
If I manage to, in the near future, get artists and musicians and everything runs smoothly, I would hope to release it early in January in 2014.
Okay.
So all being well, that would be the goal.
Have you been showing it to some of your friends, getting feedback from them on the type, like on the gameplay and everything else, or how's that going?
Yes, essentially, whoever would put up with me on Facebook or any other online platform I sent the link to let them have a go and see what they think of it. Essentially, it's been a lot of relatively positive feedback, seeing it that it's quite difficult as far as maneuvering around the enemies and stuff. But essentially, it's mostly been positive. I've had contact with another Northern Ireland-based game developer who has given me a lot of help with, for example, the Kickstarter and stuff, and they have definitely had some positive things to say about the demo as well.
And what do you feel about Kickstarter? Because some of the things get funded and some of them just get completely neglected. What are you going to do to make sure that you get exposure for the Kickstarter?
Essentially, I'll be trying just to go onto forums, for example, and if they're talking about, it's quite difficult to find good, say, websites or, for example, this podcast is very unique in the fact that it does specifically focus upon projects that are going to be on Kickstarter. Other podcasts would be more already released games, reviews, for example. Yeah. So there's a very small portion of the internet which it actually focuses upon Kickstarter. So it's trying to sort of burrow your way into that niche as well as get people interested, essentially. That's the challenge of it.
Okay. And what suggestions do you have for other game developers looking to get started on their first game or potentially do a Kickstarter campaign?
As far as actually planning to begin and make a game, I would say to think small, essentially, because initially in my mind, I think a lot of game developers might have thought the same idea. You know, I was imagining a massive world RPG with all this stuff and different player interactions and all this, but then it ends up being that that's too much for one person. You know, essentially you have a too high opinion of yourself. So then it slowly sort of regresses into a more simple or pure aspect of gameplay. But I think if you can get a core aspect of making of a type of gameplay that you like or that you find interesting, to work on that and have your own spin on it, it would essentially work in your favor.
One of the things you mentioned with your game is the importance of story. Why do you feel that story is important to the game, and do you feel it matters that much versus just pure gameplay?
It essentially depends very much on how it's presented. You could find that some games, a story could just be an excuse for the game occurring. An example, one that's quite interesting is actually Angry Birds. You know, you don't think of it as a story-based game. Essentially, its story gives you context, which is, for that type of gameplay, all that you really need. So it's trying to figure out how much story needs to be applied to your game to not only make it entertaining or give a context, but some story also drives the player to advance. It could be that they reach a particularly difficult level, but they want to figure out what has happened in the next stage or the twist in the story. So that sort of drives them farther into the difficult sections of a game or the bosses, for example, that might frustrate them. The story can drive them through potentially stressful parts of the game.
So do you feel for your game you're going to have a deeper story structure, or is it going to be something like Angry Birds where it just sets up the context?
Well, essentially, my game, I would imagine, would fall into the context that it's a very simple type of gameplay, and that it's very almost twin stick shooter-esque. But I would like to work in such a way that it does make the player want to work through difficult levels or difficult challenges or defeat the most irritating boss they might have ever encountered. But it's sort of trying to combine that aspect of wanting to figure out more about the story or more about the character or the universe, as well as having a feeling of satisfaction that you've completed that thing that really was holding you back, essentially, in the game.
For story, do you do a lot of world building, or do you write up notes on how the universe should be or anything like that?
Essentially, the world that I have planned for the game is one that I had originally planned for a fictional book that I had actually been working on writing a while ago. But essentially, that was before I started working on game development. So I decided that rather than just sort of have that sitting in a drawer somewhere, I could take it out and use it as the basis for the story of the game.
And how has that worked? Has that really helped you feel the story of the game, or?
It's helped as far as the history. I have a lot of the overall world of the game universe in my head, but I find that this game especially, it'll be very focused upon a very isolated part of the game, and essentially at the end it'll hint towards the larger universe around it.
And Okay, so that's interesting. Are you gonna expand? Are you gonna write more fictional books then? Or do you feel that right now you're just gonna be focused on the gameplay then?
I imagine it'll be a lot of the gameplay mechanics are complete, so whilst I'm doing that alongside, I'll be working on the world building specifically tailored for the actual game because it was obviously based on a story of a book for a individual character. So rather than just reading of that character story, it'll be essentially I've taken the world that I was using in the novel rather than particular storyline or characters. So it's mostly the actual universe that of the game. So for example, in this game, it'll be of just like one building or one unit that the player will encounter, but then it will sort of develop into the wider part of the universe. But as far as writing other stuff, I'll probably leave that for whenever I complete the game, and I'm planning to make another game about the universe.
In the pre-interview, you mentioned, or we were discussing, mobile. And have you thought about, I mean, why? Okay, so, I mean, it's the ease of Steam that inspired you to go through Steam first. But have you reconsidered, I mean, do you play a lot of games on mobile?
Essentially, if I was, say, I was in a taxi going to university, or I was sitting in a lecture which was particularly boring, or I would probably take my phone out and play a few games or whatever. But I would very rarely, for example, sit in my room and play. But
Okay.
I definitely do keep up with competing against high scores of my friends, for example, and stuff like that.
And whereas with Steam, you do play maybe a lot of those games.
Yeah,
Okay.
essentially, if I wasn't playing on my console, it would be on Steam or, looking on indie websites for indie games that might be of interest. So essentially, it's more PC-based games that I would play. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, yeah, I think we got. I think I accidentally muted.
Oh, okay.
My mistake.
No
And
problem.
so, what I was saying is that with the advent of these app stores, for the PC, for the Mac, for mobile, do you feel that Steam is going to decline or go up?
I think it'll very much depend on what they're going to be doing in the future, because they're obviously. A big part of news, I think it was a few months ago, was them potentially doing a console. That seemed to have they had seemed to have split apart in that, but it was the idea that they were planning to aim towards a indie market, or not an indie market, sorry, a console market. They could be trying to expand as well with the threat of more mobile-based games coming onto the PC.
Do you keep up with those micro consoles like Ouya? Have you heard of them or?
I, during the sort of Kickstarter phase of Ouya, I had kept up with it, but it seems to be that they found difficulty keeping that momentum going as far as continuing with the sort of like big releases and stuff like that. Like the Ouya doesn't really have any momentum anymore. It's essentially just sort of there in the ether.
I
There's
mean,
very
oh, go
Sorry, go
ahead, go
ahead.
ahead. Oh, I was going to say, did it inspire you to want to get a Ouya, or do you feel that you'd ever invest in one of these micro consoles?
I would be interested in getting one to see the development kits as well as applying, for example, the game I'm working on or future games to sort of test the capabilities of them, as well as also expand an audience. Because for the amount of funding that it got on Kickstarter, there's obviously been a great interest in it. It's just, I think, unfortunately, there hasn't been a lot of big heavy hitter titles or groundbreaking titles that have come onto the Ouya. I think that's really its biggest weakness at the moment.
Do you play a lot of console games still, or do you feel that things are going to be moving away from that?
I would just play the Xbox mostly, but again, it would mostly just be for talking to friends, for example, rather than playing a game. For example, if none of my friends were online, I would just turn the Xbox off and come back onto the PC. So I think for me anyway, it's more social rather than the actual games. But you obviously have your exclusives, for example, that would attract myself as well as other people to the one console or another.
And what are your thoughts on tablets? Do you feel that that's something that you could, that you enjoy playing with? I know you said that you don't really take mobile too seriously, but I don't know if you spend a lot of time with tablets or if that's a huge thing.
I think they're definitely carving their way into the market as far as both technology and games are concerned, because you obviously have the Microsoft having the laptop and tablet combinations and things like that. So I would definitely be interested in trying to use tablets more, and as well as potentially develop for them. So it's definitely an interesting development, but I think at the moment I'll see how far it develops or how quickly it develops, just to see where it's going.
Okay. And for the audience out there, do you have an easy way to access the blog that you mentioned related to your game? Or do you know the keywords for what they can do to search for it on Kickstarter when it comes out?
Essentially, it'll be The Last Echo. Okay. What will be the sort of key name of it, obviously. So, but I'll, for my blog as well as my Facebook, I will be posting links up there, and that's the main aspects of the getting into contact with it. But I imagine I'll be working my way to see if there are any other platforms to advertise it.
Cool. Thanks again for your time.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.